Welcome, everybody, to episode 10 of The Candle Guys. I know you've been missing us because we've been a little away for a little while, but you're really going to enjoy tonight's show. It's a heartwarming story and a great story. Everybody is going to be in love with. We have special guests, Bonnie, Lexi from Sensibility.
And Jessica,
I apologize. So you talk about candles. Candles for a cure, candles for help, candles doing more than just lighting your home. You're going to love this story. So, guys, welcome. Thank you for joining us. And we can't wait to hear what's going on.
Well, we're very excited because we just got told we're going to be on the news tonight. So,
about that.
So, this is a big day being on the podcast and then being on the news tonight as well. So let me tell you a little bit about Sensibility Candles. I am a mom, and my partner Denise Anderson is a mom of daughters with intellectual and developmental disabilities, which for now we'll just call IDD since that's the acronym for it. And so we both basically encountered the same issue as our girls aged out of the school system. There was very little to no opportunity for them to have a purposeful day. And we knew that it was a big picture where we wanted to have eventually, you know, a place for them to live and great life. But the first thing we addressed was the need to work. So we created Sensibility Candles. And the name was intentional with the word ability in there because the whole focus of our program is to focus on the abilities of our artisans rather than the disabilities. And so everybody that works there, we're in Coral Springs, Florida, and we have a small factory space. Used to be a store, but now it's basically full factory because we've just gotten, we've grown and we have more orders and more supplies. So we have 17 artisans right now working for us, all with different disabilities from Down syndrome to traumatic brain injury to epilepsy and Williams syndrome. We always say we have a mixed salad of disabilities. And what we've done is we've been able to focus everybody on the part of the candle making process that they do well at. So for Lexi, we were just talking about her being the wick queen. She absolutely loves to sit and focus on a task that is repetitive. And she loves lining things up and, making piles of things. So she takes the wicks, which we so generously receive from Wicked. And Joe is one of our guardian angels, and he's been donating the wicks since, gosh, it's been so many years, I don't even know how long. And not only that, helping us with the expertise and the testing and everything that has to be done. So we're very grateful to Joe. Lexi puts on the wick stickers, and we pre-sticker everything, you know, all of the different wicks that we use, we pre-sticker them so that they're ready for placement in the jars. And then we have someone, Michael, who he has Williams syndrome, and that it's basically has a compulsion to speak a lot. And rather than say, be quiet, we made him our spokesperson. And he very eloquently talks about the business and the mission. And, you know, it's really amazing to see him shine in that role because he was always being told to be quiet. You know, and now we're telling him, you know, speak to this one, speak to that one. And he can network in a business meeting better than anybody, you know. Right. So, we have really incredible stories. And most important of all is we really take pride in our candles. Right now, we are focusing on our mission candles, and we've actually named them after our core values, which is ability, gratitude, positivity, potential, and purpose. And every one of them is unique and is named for one of our artisans. And so Jessica's, for instance, is ability, and it's a very floral, very feminine fragrance. That's just matches her personality of love and happiness. And it has her picture on the label. And it talks about how, you know, She was always told she could not do something. I was even told she couldn't walk, would never walk or talk, you know, until she, and at six, she proved everybody wrong. She ran all over the place. So, you know, it's just very important to focus on those positive moments. And so her candle is ability. And for Lexi, is very sassy. I don't know if you can tell that from this podcast yet, but Lexi is funny. She's definitely unique. She's very spontaneous. And one thing she always said when we spoke to people was that sensibility is her purpose. So we actually named her candle Purpose, and it's a very complex fragrance and to match her complex personality. I'll just leave it at that. So, and Joe knows her very well, so he can attest to that. You know, so all in all, it's a wonderful story, but more than that, it's a candle company, and we do the same tasks and processes that everybody in the candle business has to do. And I'm forever asking Joe help with certain wicks. And you know, when we change jars or when we have a private label order or something, you know, we need that guidance. So it's really a beautiful story. And candles, we always say they light the path to independence for our artisans.
How did you choose candles?
Well, honestly, I love candles and spending a lot of money on candles. And one thing that really bothered me was some candles that I bought would burn down the middle and there would be all this excess waste and I couldn't understand it. So I looked it up and started saying, well, maybe we'll make our own candles. And my husband bought a kit, and before we knew it, we had a candle factory in my house. And there were some major challenges, especially with the motor skills of some of our guys, like Jessica, had trouble pouring from big pouring pots. So we watched her one day at the Chinese restaurant pouring tea, and we said, wait a minute, we need to use teapots. So we actually pour all the candles using teapots. And then Joe gave us an idea of the, what are they called? The crepes, you know, where you actually just squeeze the top of the crepe maker and it comes out the bottom. And some of our artisans can use that. Not everybody can lift it over, but the ones that can't use the teapots. And we've actually created a tool that nobody else has, but it's kind of like a wicker, we call it. And we have one young man who has the use of only one arm. We created a wicking tool for him that allows him to be able to wick in the center. And now everybody uses it because middle, top, center, you know, that's very abstract concepts and very difficult for even people without disabilities. So this allows us to wick everything in the middle. And my husband, John, has actually perfected the process of making these wickers. I just bring home whatever new container we have and he makes the wicker for it and we're done. So all of our wicks will be perfectly in the middle.
That's great. So I was going to actually ask you about some of the challenges that you have in the candles in particular. We all have kind of the same challenges when it comes to choosing the fragrances and the waxes and the wicks. But do you have certain waxes that are that you have to work with? Because do you get donations of wax? Do you buy certain waxes or?
Yes. When we were at the National Candle Association many years ago, it was in Florida, and they asked us to speak because they found us to be such a unique company, you know, with candles. And after we spoke, some guy came running up to us, and it was Steve Bell from IGI Wax. And
he's been on the podcast.
Yes, I know. That's why I knew that you know, I could mention it. He ran up to us and he's like, I want to help you. We're going to donate your wax. To this day, they're still donating wax.
That's great.
So, yeah, it's amazing. And we use either 6006 or 6036, depending on the order and the amount of shipping. The 6006 definitely adheres a little bit better and ships better, especially in the hot summers of South Florida. And the 6036 we use for our local customers, you know, that want a more natural blend. but we really haven't had to buy. The only wax that we buy is if I want to get some like beeswax for some other projects that we do, you know, in the community. But other than that, they've donated all of our wax.
That's IGI, right? Steve's from IGI. Yeah. Yep. Well, let's work on getting you some beeswax too. I know a few people. So does Jamie.
All right.
We can see what we can do with that.
Yeah. Yes. Shouldn't be a problem. So what do you do to bring in business? Where do you solicit? Do you go to, like, you know, a lot of the street fairs and different outdoor events or indoor events?
Yeah. I mean, it's a combination of things. Of course, COVID put a big, huge dent in our community events, which are, you know, all of the artisans' favorite things, to go out and talk to people and meet people. And, you know, we lost so much business that way, but now we're kind of back. So mainly we have our website, which is sensibility.org, and we focus the five mission candles on there. And one thing where Alexi's yawning.
sorry to bore you back there.
Yeah. one thing that we're changing in our label, which you'll be seeing soon, is we've created video with a QR code. So whoever buys, let's say they buy Jessica's candle.
And me too.
They could use the QR code and get a video of Jessica saying what that candle means to her.
Oh, it's pretty neat.
So yeah, we're just adding that on, because everyone loves to see them at work, you know, and what the candles mean to them. So we have our website. We also have something called the Ability Program, which we were going to launch pre-COVID and everything changed. So we've launched it over the last couple of weeks. And what we're doing is we go out into the community and we do team building events for corporations. We just did one at Citrix Corp in Fort Lauderdale about 2 weeks ago. And it was incredible, because out of maybe 25, you know, top executives, none of them really had experience with someone with IDD. None of them really knew how to talk to them. And we bring our, you know, a couple of people from our team, and they actually make gel candles, because we can't really bring our whole candle process and the melters and everything. So we came up with the gel candles that we make that are really fun and thematic, you know, usually for the beach or different themes for holidays. And so we did that there. So we've been going to different corporations. We also partner with some other nonprofits that serve the same population and have camps or programs or high schools that the kids are transitioning. Yes, we're going to FAU tomorrow to do a group of adults with autism. And so that's another way that we spread our mission. And we do corporate gifting. So that's something that really is a great little niche for us, because so many companies now are focused on social responsibility and wanting to show that they're involved in the community. So, like, for Broward Health, for the Coral Springs Hospital, we do all of their gifting, and we're trying to build that part of our business right now.
What could the candle makers in the industry do to help you a little more?
The candle makers, obviously, great tips. I read every single blog, as Joe knows. I'm listening to your podcast. You know, we do have the same challenges as any other candle maker. Like, the biggest challenge we have is adhesions problems, you know, with the clear glass. Right now we've switched to a painted white glass, and we used to get some glass donated, but since COVID, we have not been able to even find glass sometimes, yet alone get donations. It's hard enough to buy it. So that's been, like, right now, that's our biggest challenge, is the glass. So we were able to get about 2,000 white jars. And actually that was from another candle making company that just was really sweet and sold them to us, you know, because we were really having trouble. We can't really purchase in big quantity like so many of the other candle makers. So can I say their name?
I mean, absolutely. Plug away.
So, I don't know if you know Deco Candles, Karen. She used to be in Miami. Now she moved up to Orlando, and she generously sold us some candles, glass. So we're using those right now.
Is that what you're for your main line?
For the main line, because we used to use Anchor Hawking, the Madison, the clear glass, and they actually used to donate it. But once COVID hit, that stopped completely, and with the adhesion issues, we were really trying to get to more of a painted glass that wouldn't show all those problems, every blog I read and everything I read about that, it seems to be one of the bigger issues, with those wet spots and trying to get rid of them. We've added some coconut wax, tried that. We've tried lowering our temperatures, pretty much anything and everything that everyone said, but we definitely still have those issues. But in the white, it doesn't matter. So I think we're going to stick with having a painted glass.
Are you using any tins also?
Yeah, we definitely do tins, but we don't sell them online. Those are for our community events, which finally they're now back. So those sell really well in person because price point is different and they're easy to travel, So we do make 6 and 8 ounce tins as well. And our label is a wrap label and a top label. So they look really pretty. And they have our mission on them.
Yeah. Another cool thing that you do is the sand art too. That's another way that you're out there raising money, right? The magic candle.
That's what we call it. And again, Joe donated a lot of that to us as well. Because I'll be honest with you, we're using what you donated because it's really hard to get that now. The magic candle is probably the best idea we've ever had. Because it's the sand, it's the granulated wax, and it's almost like sand art. But when we go to community events, we have lines of people looking at us like, what are they doing over there? There's just lines and lines of people just waiting and, making these magic candles. And the best part is our artisans can do every part of it, from selling to helping. They're pre-wicked, so that gives them a lot of work before we go. We create a label that's like very unique and special, depending on if there's a holiday or, like something special for our mission. And the only thing we have to do is really we blowtorch the top so that it's solid, and everybody is part of the process, and we sell tons of them. Probably in a weekend event, we could sell 300 or 400 of them.
That's
so terrific. We love magic candles, and Jessica named it magic candles. I have no idea why, but that's what she calls it. And now we started going to camps and summer programs this summer. And so sometimes they'll hire us to do 200 or 300 in a day, and we'll go there and we'll do the label based on their theme or like their logo. So it matches into their camp theme. And so that's been a really successful program for us too.
That's pretty cool. And what do you guys do about fragrance? Are you kind of designing your own fragrances, or are you working with fragrance houses directly?
We definitely work with pretty much all of them. We work with Symrise. They donate our vanilla and our lavender, and they're really good to us as well as sponsors for other projects that we're doing. We work with Aryl Essence, who donates our Potential, which is one of our most popular fragrances. It's a tropical orchid and it really smells great. We also work with, I don't know if you know, her name is Kari Arienti. It's a Roma Knowledge. She used to work at Symrise, and we met her, and she's like a master perfumer, and she went off on her own. And she made Positivity, which is, her name was Blue Skies. It's a very fresh and clean fragrance, and really just beautiful. And she's great. We're going to do like more with her. Ability comes from Cosmo, which is actually local to us. Actually, they make Ability and Gratitude for us. So it's nice to go there because you can actually smell everything and test everything. But we wanted to work with multiple vendors. Also Orchidia, we love their fragrances as well. So they work with us on the purpose.
That's great. So you have a pretty good variety from all these different fragrance houses.
We do. And And Bel Air is another company. They have donated our seasonal, like our holiday scents, the spruce, New England spruce, we call it, and Red Ribbon. So they've donated some of our holiday fragrances. We're really very lucky that everybody that we work with in the candle industry really understands and appreciates our mission. And plus, they've met our artisans. We took the whole crew to the National Candle Association a couple of years ago. And we're hoping next year when it's in Charleston to be able to rent a bus and take the whole gang. So it's going to be quite a trip. Because last year we couldn't do it. It was in New Orleans, so we only took the two girls.
Well, Jamie, let me tell you, these girls know how to party. We were in New Orleans and Jessica was on the dance floor the whole night. Lexi was out there soloing a lot and they really know how to bring people in too. There's a lot of love there when it comes to, you know, their acceptance of everyone. And if they ask you to dance, unfortunately, they didn't ask me to dance, but if they ask someone to dance, they're out there dancing for as long as they'll let them until Jessica sees somebody else that she wants to ask to dance to. So
she would get them out on the dance floor and then dump them in minutes.
Just leave them there, right? It was fun.
Sounds like my life.
We always say that if candles don't work out, we're going to rent them out as party starters because they are definitely the party starters.
Yeah, they love to party. They like to party.
Wiped out.
Yeah, you both wiped out after that.
Oh, I could imagine, right? Right? Yeah. I'm glad you gave a shout out to your donors because it's important for our listeners to know which companies out there are generous to those who need help. And, you know, it's really heartwarming to hear that there's so many people in the industry that are willing to help you out. And
anybody that does listen to this, how can they contact you? Give them the exact website address, other things like that. So hopefully people can reach out and help you even more.
Thank you. Yes, it's sensibility.org and that's sensibility.org. My email is Bonnie, Bonnie, at sensibility.org. And you can contact us through the website or just email me or ask Joe. He knows how to get me for sure.
Yeah, we'll have the address in the description that everybody can find you.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much. This is amazing. And you guys, I listened to you and the wick testing one, I think I've heard it 5 or 6 times because that to me is the biggest challenge of all.
Absolutely.
And thank you. I can't tell you, Jamie, like I love listening to you and Joe. And Joe has been from the beginning, even before we got to the National Candle Association, Joe has been a supporter and a donor. And not only does he donate wicks, but he donates money as well. And he's saved us many times. So we'll be ungrateful, right, girls?
Yep.
What do you say to Joe? What do you say?
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's our pleasure.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for joining us. I hope everybody got a sense of the fact that candles are more than just a piece of light. And it was really a pleasure hearing your story. And I only look forward to greater success for you guys.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate everything.
It was great seeing you again so soon.
Yes. Nice seeing you too.
Bye.
Bye, girls.
Bye. Bye, girls.